Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Shelley Metzenbaum, former Associate Director for Performance and Personnel Management at OMB. Shelley, this year marks the 20th anniversary of the original GPRA Act of 1993. As you reflect on the federal performance community's progress over the last 20 years, what accomplishments are you most proud of? And perhaps you could highlight some of those accomplishments for us.
So as I look back over the last 20 years, which I can do, I'm proud of a number of things that I think a large group of people, a bipartisan group of people, have accomplished working together. And it's working together to make government work better, but also realizing that government can make a huge difference and trying to use what are common sense tools that if you weren't in government, you would say you mean you weren't already doing that, trying to make the use of these common sense tools a real resource for the incredibly committed people in the federal workforce who come into government, in the state and local workforce, in the tribal communities, having, you know, giving them the power of clear goals. What is it we're trying to accomplish? Better measurement. I really think the goals have gotten better. They've gotten more coherent. They're easier to find. The measurement's gotten more sensible, easier to find. We're learning, becoming more sophisticated about measurement. For example, a number of agencies are trying to manage things that try to hide, like drug running, right? How do you do that? And starting to build an understanding that it's not one size fits all, but rather that there's different approaches we need to take to different situations. We worked a lot on performance and other indicators, on milestones for some kinds of goals. So I think our sophistication, because we're all committed to making government work better and believing government can make a difference and trusting in the intelligence of the folks who work in the government, but trying to give them the tools, the clear goals, the measurement that really matters, and helping them understand the analysis. I've been very excited over the last few years to see some of the outside groups, you know, start to offer, you know, just case studies on analytics and how to use them. IBM has actually done some reports on this. So I think there's been a lot of learning, and it's not just over the last 4 years, it's over the last 20 years. I think about Mort Downey, who was the Deputy Secretary of Transportation under Clinton, who started the quarterly goals with each of his bureaus. Clear goal setting. So the Federal Aviation Administration, Jane Garvey was part of that. You know, she was head of the FAA at the time. So it's not something we figured out new. They started that way back when. As I said, the Coast Guard did some amazing work trying to bring down the number of fatalities associated with vessels, and they were remarkably successful years ago. It's taking that and building a learning system where we've learned from that. Even going back before GIPRA with William Haddon and his National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It's called the Haddon Matrix, which is this amazing tool that looks before, during, and after every fatal accident, what the environmental conditions were, what the operator characteristics were, the equipment characteristics, and then what political jurisdiction it's in so you know what the laws were. By tagging that, he created that database that allows us now to know where we ought to focus on fatalities, what NHTSA's priorities ought to be. Again, learning curve. So I'm very proud that we've built a learning system and that we're continuing to build that, that the Performance Improvement Council is really, you know, getting its feet on the ground and getting a running start to build so that helping agencies understand how to run effective data-driven reviews. I think we have work to be done in terms of understanding how to communicate the data so that it actually does illuminate where you need to focus, so it actually energizes, innovates, and encourages and invites assistance and expertise.
So, Shelley, can you give us a sense of some of the key government-wide issues that will affect performance improvement officers over the next couple of years?
So I think one of the biggest challenges on this is getting the incentives aligned in the right direction so that people, in fact, so I always quote what I call the Bratton accountability principle, which is nobody got in trouble if the crime rate went up. They got in trouble if they didn't know why it had gone up and didn't have a plan to deal with it. In a world in which there, I'll argue, sometimes is a bias toward the negative, where the news media, present company accepted, will tend to want to focus on the bad angle of a story, for good reason, in that the good reason is they're trying to sell newspapers, and I'm not going to pick up the newspaper that said all the airplanes landed on time or say it landed safely, right? This story is if you have a problem. And so that's a bias that exists. And with that bias, we still need to figure out how do we get a system that gives constructive feedback, that celebrates things that don't always work, where the performance improvement officers are not seen as folks who are coming in to get you to report, but rather folks who are helping you figure out how to deliver, where we have a lot of councils that are organized around financial performance, human capital, acquisition, IT. But what about for the program managers so that they can learn from each other? So trying to figure out how you've got various challenges in the system, some various barriers. At the same time, you have this huge opportunity of technology and IT that we never had before so that you can work with your IT office, your eGov office, and really ask, okay, are you buying systems that are going to get the information I need to the people who need it to make smart decisions and make it easy to do the analysis and get those questions up front, not after the fact or never happening? So there's huge opportunities, and I think there's people are coming together around that. You also see some of the work that the Open Government and the chief technology officers are doing, which is to try and enlist and engage the outside world in looking at the wealth of data we have to help us ask smarter questions, make smarter decisions, make a difference, but not only make it the government who does that, but also the private sector.
So you've ended an almost four-year run with the administration at OMB. What advice would you give someone who's considering a career in public service?
First and most simply, I'd say do it. It ain't easy, but it's really worth it. You can make a difference. And so the second advice I would give is make sure you're making a difference. Don't get too frustrated by the bureaucracy. I like to think of, I've been in and out of government all of my life, and worked at the federal, state, and local level. And, you know, I like to think of these large organizations, which we tend sometimes pejoratively to call bureaucracies, but they're just large organizations where there are different perspectives that need to get taken into account. Try and anticipate that. Try and think about that. But at the same time, stay committed to making a difference and figure out how you do it, whether it's in a small area or it's a large area. But you can make a difference. I think every person here, every federal employee can make a difference. And don't believe that you can't, whether it's in one person's lives, 10 people's lives, or 10 million people's lives. You can make a difference and believe that. And also believe that you want to make sure our government is a fantastic, strong government that's highly respected. And be part of that. If, you know, bring forward, figure out, be part of a problem solver, be an opportunity pursuer, and figure out both how to make a difference, but how to do it in a way that respects some of the issues that those of us who choose to work in government need to respect, which is concerns about equity, concerns about fairness, concerns about openness and integrity. It is the greatest thing anybody could hope to do. So I would say to anyone who's thinking about being a public service, do it. You can make a difference. Come on in. Let's try it.
I want to thank you for your time today, Shelley. But more importantly, I'd like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you so much, Michael. It was great to be here today.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Shelley Metzenbaum, former Associate Director for Performance and Personnel Management at OMB. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.